Today's podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus, the most Jay and Jack packed subscription in the world, where you get shows like Jay and Jack TV, Married Man Show, Downton Abbey Podcast, Fringe Podcast, and more for only $2.99 a month over at jayandjacktv.com. Once again, that's jayandjacktv.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. We're back after our winter slumber. It's 2013. Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
That's right. Happy New Year's. I forgot.
I said 20,000. It's really just 2013, but whatever.
That's all right. I think people knew what you meant.
The Earth won't exist.
It's a jam-packed Jay and Jack pack podcast thing. Whatever you're trying to say there.
I'm glad you're listening.
Yeah. Just something like that. Something to say. Well, you know, it's supposed to be in the 70s this weekend.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited because it's been cold.
I don't think it's been that cold. It was cold last Friday. It was cold.
Well, if you have to get up early in the morning, it's cold.
Well, I said on Twitter last week, if it's this cold, it should snow. There should be rules.
Nah, I'm fine without the snow.
I kind of want a snow day.
This city stinks when it snows.
Well, it can't handle it. That's the problem.
And the thing is,
it's like San Diego when they get some rain.
Working at a mall, they're always going to be open. So even if there's 10 feet of snow, I still have to go to work. So might as well.
That's
be nice
a crappy attitude. You know, other people can stay home and watch TV.
Screw them. I'm not getting to.
God, wow, you got a crappy attitude, mister.
Yep, that's
crappy
me.
Crappy attitude, Jay.
Christmas is over. No more fun spirits.
You're like Norv. Chargers finally got rid of Norv.
About time.
I was talking to someone yesterday at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. He's like, he's going on and back and forth, going back and forth. He goes, well, you don't know what it's like to have a bad coach. I go, do you hear we had Norv? he's a Panthers fan. He's upset that they're keeping Rivera.
Gotcha.
I said, well, I go, he's only had 2 years, but
yeah,
it is what it is. I said, wait, I don't know what it's like to have I'm a Charger fan.
Yeah.
I can give you a long list of bad coaches we've had.
We've had a few.
Yeah.
We had some good ones, too.
Had some very good ones. Had some very bad ones.
Yeah.
And I think every team can sit there and go to a coach, then sure. That was a terrible coach.
Yeah.
How did he get his job?
Yeah.
I want to know, how did he get his job? But he's gone.
So now the search is on for his replacement.
Right. They still got to get a GM first.
Well, I guess we're talking to Mike Holmgren.
Holmgren, yeah. Holmgren. I don't want him as a GM.
Yeah, because he didn't do very well with the Browns.
No. So no, I don't want him.
He did well with the Packers, right? Wasn't that his?
Yeah, but he wasn't the GM.
Okay,
he was a coach.
Yeah,
I want a coach and GM that work together.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. Well, I guess the problem in Carolina they're saying is they're looking for a GM, but they already said they're going to keep the coach. Well, doesn't that kind of limit what the GM? Maybe the GM doesn't like the coach. Comes in, and goes, that's going to be an awkward year.
It's true, but maybe at Rivera's, you know, he works well.
Crazy eyes. We call him Crazy Eyes. Just watch him on the sidelines. He's got crazy eyes.
But did you have a good holiday season?
I did. It was a great holiday season.
I did as well.
It was fun.
Crazy work-wise, but life-wise, it was good.
Yeah, it was crazy at work, and I got sick, which I never happens to me, but I got sick. Never get sick.
People are calling you out on the old...
I know, but I never... But it wasn't enough to keep me from going to work.
Sure.
I kept going to work. I just felt like crap.
Yeah.
But I did keep going to work. It wasn't when I was like, I couldn't go. I had an IV stuck to my arm. But I'm a little disappointed in myself. I let myself get run down.
Uh-huh.
And I got sick.
There you go. That's what happens when you don't get enough sleep.
I know. Well, now
until 5 a.m. every day. What do you expect?
Your mom's already gave me the lecture. So neener. I was getting like 3-4 hours a day. I'm like Einstein. I don't need any sleep.
Einstein didn't sleep?
He didn't sleep. He didn't believe in sleeping.
Ah.
I guess. I don't know.
Did you just make that up?
No, Einstein didn't get a lot of sleep.
Okay.
I remember seeing it one time.
It was on Twitter.
Twitter. I saw it twice, so it must be true.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good holiday season. We had, Kyle and I had like 82 Christmas parties.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was all said and done. But so we're in our, what we're calling our detox month, where just...
Like, how many parties can you go to? I'm just not a party guy.
Neither am I.
So I get like one...
Okay. Yeah.
That's when I got sick. I went to our next door neighbors. And
yeah, he invited me to that one, but I had to work that night.
Yeah, so. And so I went there. Your mom's saying, oh, I got a sore throat. I go, great. And you've been breathing on me all day long. And next day, sure enough, I never got the sore throat.
Okay.
But I got that cough.
Yeah.
And people know me. I can't stop coughing.
Yeah.
I don't even smoke. But
was your mom smoking all those years when you were a kid?
I keep blowing smoke in my face. Jeez. You see the Surgeon General? What did Surgeon General say? Didn't stop her.
Bitter much?
No. It's my mom. What am I supposed to do? Everyone smoked back then. Have you watched Mad Men?
I did. That's a TV show.
But that's what everyone all the moms in the neighborhood smoked. It was like mandatory. It's like you say, I do, and they give you a pack of cigarettes. They do. I mean, this is the way
sure,
it was.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't understand why kids start smoking now. Mm-hmm. I'll never understand that. You don't look cool. You look stupid.
Yeah. I think it's more just the habit now.
But why do kids start smoking?
I don't know. Some do it like just because it's their parents did it.
I guess. I've never seen the fascination with it. Mm-hmm. I get my mom. They didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, James Dean smoked.
It's relaxing for people. So I guess it's...
People
that are stressed, like high stress people, they smoke to relax.
Go for a jog.
They can't because they smoke.
Need a pack. And it's expensive to smoke. Especially like places like New York. The sin tax on cigarettes is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts over there. But yeah, it was a good Christmas. Got some good presents this year, which is always good. Yeah, always thankful.
I made out pretty good.
But I think I got Colleen some good presents this year. I'm pretty happy.
Pretty happy with yourself?
Yeah. She was surprised, which is good. That's why I always try and shoot for.
Yeah, your mom picked out all hers, so that made it easy.
Well, because Colleen's very smart, and she reads me pretty well, so she'll usually know what she's getting.
Colleen's smart, but she can read stupid.
Pretty much. Okay. So I think and again, she won't admit that I totally surprised her, but I think I got her pretty good this year.
So she was totally shocked.
Not totally, but I think she was like pleasantly surprised. Because I did the diversion tactics, so I did the... I kept saying different things that I was getting her just to throw her off. And I would say some things I was actually getting her and some things that I wasn't getting
her. You know what? I say nothing. Mm-hmm. That's the best strategy.
See, but I can't say nothing. That's my problem.
See, I knew what I was getting because I just asked your sister.
Yeah, that ruined it for you.
Your sister, she's lucky she would never have to be waterboarded. Mm-hmm. Never have to be tortured. You just ask her and she goes, she starts laughing. I said, so I'm getting this? And your mom would just look and go, and your mom's terrible at keeping secrets also.
Yeah.
But your sister is just the worst. Mm-hmm. She's terrible.
And then...
not so drinking.
It's been a good movie season. I saw a couple movies this Christmas.
Did you?
Did you see any movies?
I've not, but I saw... tell your movies first and I'll...
Well, I mean, we can interchange here. The first one I saw was Christmas Night. Carlene really wanted to see Les Miserables.
Yeah,
I went to New York.
That's a movie I really don't want to see.
Yeah, it's
it looks. I saw. I go, what's it about? I go, okay, I'll pass.
Yeah, it was. I flew up to New York for a day.
Were your arms tired afterwards?
I was very tired. I think the movie that we're seeing was like nine. No, we ended up doing like the 10:20.
So you're tired, is what you're saying?
Tired. Yeah. 10:20. It's like a 3-hour movie. So
3 hours. Yeah. It's nonstop singing, right?
Yeah, exactly. I like musicals.
Wait, Russell Crowe's in it? But I guess he's in a band, so I guess he could sing.
He can't.
He can't sing.
He was awful.
I'm Gladiator.
Nah, it was just.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? That's my best Russell Crowe scene.
It was a good movie, but I think it could have been better. I think this story is a pretty good story. Like Anne Hathaway, I think she's going to win the Oscar. Her stuff was fantastic.
Really? Not a fan.
You need to stop being so hard on her because she's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm just not a fan.
That's fine. And again, but I think
I don't hate her.
You need to let the Oscars go.
I don't. She was terrible in the Oscars.
Who cares? Let it go.
She killed the show. It was canceled after that.
No, it wasn't canceled.
And Franco.
It was more Franco.
I don't think. I didn't know if
you don't. You don't hold the same grudge against Franco. You don't.
I don't. But
because, see,
well, in fairness,
you're a sexist.
In fairness to Franco, he was stoned, and he did.
You're printing it all at Anne Hathaway to hold it together.
Let's see, Anne Hathaway. She's going to change her dress again. That's exciting. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, she was fantastic.
I think she tends to overact at times.
Like, because you're a true actor critique.
Yes. I do a show.
You're like Kevin Bacon, him in The Following. He's like, no, why is it this way?
But I agreed with that. I said he overacted at times.
Yeah, but you don't have, you don't hold a grudge
when
against
Kevin
him.
Bacon, you know, that one scene where the serial killer's chasing him, he goes, thank you, sir, may I have another? When he kept saying that, I said, come on. overusing that line a little bit, Kevin Bacon. Come on.
But it was a good movie, but there's a couple problems. One, Russell Crowe can't sing. He was awful.
But he's in a band.
That's great.
He's Russell Crowe.
But this is like, you have to have range, and he just had the same.
So why was he in it?
Because they wanted star power, maybe. I don't know.
It had Anne Hathaway and had some other people. It had Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman was great, but see, Hugh Jackman has a Broadway lineage. He has a stage actor lineage, right. So he can sing. He did really well.
Who's in better shape, Hugh Jackman or Russell Crowe?
Oh, Hugh Jackman. Okay. Russell Crowe is like that kind of just...
Burly type?
Burly, you know, like a beer, you know, bar, brawler kind of guy.
Kind of like me.
Yeah, that's you.
You look at me and go, oh, hey, there. I come walking and people go, watch out, that guy's like a beer brawler.
Bar brawler. But the weird is, so this was unique in that most musicals is they record the music beforehand and then they lip sync during the
right,
movie,
right? It's so fake.
This they actually,
I did like Grease. Does that count?
That makes a musical.
Okay.
But in this they actually sing live and they tape it live.
Really?
So they're,
well,
actually,
maybe that's what hurt Russell Crowe.
Well, probably.
You've ever been to a concert where you listen to a band, you go, man, and you get the concert, you go, all right, what happened to the lead singer?
It was really cool because the actors could actually emote while they're singing, so they could be emotional and you could hear it in their voice.
I like when they emote.
Yeah, ever heard that word before? No,
emote. Yeah. I knew what you were saying. I just never heard it used that way.
Okay,
emote.
They're making it sound weird.
If they emote, Russell Crowe is not quite emoting enough.
But
it's like when you had that sand pillow.
But the problem was they kept doing these close-up shots, like where it is literally right up to your face, and that's the whole movie was that, like right up in each actor's
Why?
Face. I would assume
they're trying to get the emotions of their singing. Okay,
yeah.
I get
and
that.
And I get that, but they never pulled away.
So like, they just had one camera?
It was almost like a guy holding a camera like right at
so it was
like
it was like 1950 TV show where they just had one camera.
And there was some, but it's just like, this is a big epic. Let's have a pulling away, seeing the big great landscape shot. Like it was amazing at first because you really got to see the emotions, like the Anne Hathaway stuff.
But after that, you're kind of like, okay, I'm getting bored with it.
But after 2.5 hours, I was like, can we please get a scenery shot? Good God, I can't.
Maybe because they had a couple big stars, probably to pay some cash out. Maybe they didn't have any scenery.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of, again, there was some, there was maybe four scenes that weren't like close up. And by the end, it was driving me nuts. Good movie, but it could have been way better.
It's not going to win an Oscar.
No, I think like Anne Hathaway win an Oscar.
No, but is it better than Lincoln?
Probably not. I haven't seen Lincoln, but it probably isn't better than Lincoln.
Okay. Because I was like, okay, I see the Oscar buzz starting with this thing.
I could see like costumes. They're fantastic, so they probably...
Well, how could it be costumes when just showing their face?
You can see the costume.
Okay.
Again...
For best caller.
it is a bit of an exaggeration, but anytime they're singing, which is pretty much the whole movie, right there in their face.
Yeah, okay.
Anne Hathaway, well, I think she should win. She did a fantastic job.
Like, well, as long as she's not hosting, I don't care if she wins. If she wins the Oscar and then thinks she's got to host the rest of the show, then we're going to have some issues.
I think Hugh Jackman will get nominated, but he'll lose to...
Daniel Day-Lewis. There's no way Daniel Day-Lewis loses this Oscar.
That's what I hear. I haven't seen it yet, but that's what I hear.
There's just no way. It's him.
It could get a Best Picture nod because there's 10.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it will.
But if I was...
Have there been 10 movies this year?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a good movie year. There's been some good movies this year. But I would say it is...
Battleship was excellent.
I'll give it 2.5 stars is what I'd give it.
Wow, 2.5 stars.
Or 2.5 thumbs, I should say, is our ranking
now,
system.
Now, you're not giving it less of a rating because you're retired.
I could be. It could have gained another half star if I wasn't exhausted.
Did you eat popcorn? Did you have popcorn or anything during the movie?
No. Because it was in New York and movies are expensive up there.
How much is the movie up there?
So... I bought everybody's tickets. So it was me and her two sisters and Colleen. So 4 people. It was $50.
Wow. So you were pretty stingy on the popcorn.
I was like, I don't need popcorn. I'm good.
I don't need popcorn. You know, popcorn here is bad for you. No one wants popcorn.
But we did just have like Christmas dinner. So we're all, you know, bloated and stuff.
Yeah, anyways, and who wants popcorn after, you know,
yeah.
Christmas dinner?
Exactly.
Was anyone else in the theater having popcorn?
were some.
Were her sisters and Colleen kind of looking over and going,
No.
I wish someone was.
They got drinks. I think they got drinks for each other. But even then, I don't want to have a drink because I don't want to have to get up to pee. So it's
especially just, in a 3-hour movie.
Yeah, it's like.
You know, you might mess a close up. Well, since we're talking about Anne Hathaway movies.
Yeah, sure.
Christmas Day, we watched The Dark Knight Rises.
Which is a Christmas classic.
Christmas classic. It's, what, 3 hours long?
Yeah,
and we watched. We split it in half.
We did. We split.
And
it in half.
We took like an hour and a half. What 2 hours? It was a long break because
We had dinner and stuff.
Dale and his girlfriend came over, so we stopped and paused it and went back. I liked it. I thought it was a good. I've seen a lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah,
a lot of criticism. I would say probably. I was kind of criticizing the end of the movie.
Uh-huh.
Spoiler alert for anyone who hadn't seen it. Skip ahead. Where he gets the bomb.
Yeah,
he's got a minute 57 seconds to get the bomb.
Yeah.
So then first he has to kiss Anne Hathaway.
Uh-huh.
Did I mention there was only a minute and 57 to save Gotham, the 6 million people there? But no, he has to stop and kiss Anne Hathaway. I'm like going, all right, okay, all right. And then Commissioner Gordon has to stop him. Did I mention there was only a minute 57 seconds to save Gotham? The 6 million people in Gotham are going to be obliterated if he doesn't get this bomb out of there?
Well, I mean, in all fairness, they have been working on this together, and he wanted some resolution, gosh darn
it. Did I mention there was only a minute 57 seconds left?
Yes.
So anyway, he goes, of course, he can't just tell him who he was. I remember, he saved me, blah, 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 blah. And Commissioner Gordon like, what? What are you, you're mumbling. Can you did I mention there's a minute 57 left in the movie? So then he takes him and saves God. Bah. I thought it was a good movie. It was entertaining.
I liked it a lot.
I didn't hate it. I did sit there going, wait a minute. He hasn't been around for 8 years, and Batman hasn't been around for 8 years, and no one's figured out that these two guys could be the same guy?
Well, now... Bruce Wayne still was around. He only became a recluse the past couple years.
Oh, okay.
When the that fusion project, whenever that guy figured out that the fusion thing could be turned into a bomb.
Okay.
That's when he became a recluse.
All right.
So he had more
time. So it wasn't the full 8 years.
No.
Okay,
no.
So I apologize on that.
Again, a lot of the if you actually pay attention to the dialogue and stuff, they answer most of the stuff that people have problems with.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was a good movie. I liked it. It was entertaining. I liked it.
It was a good conclusion, I thought, to the trilogy.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I thought Anne Hathaway was great as Catwoman.
I thought she was all right.
I thought she was fantastic.
I just don't find her that, like, people are like, oh my God, she's so sexy. I don't see it.
I don't think she's crazy sexy, but I thought she just did a great job as Catwoman.
I thought she's all right. She was all right.
I think you hate her too much.
No, I think the problem, I was trying to figure out who Bane was the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I go, who is Bane? Who is? And then when you said it, I go, wait, that's him? Because he's in Band of Brothers.
Yeah. Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he's in a couple episodes.
He's in Inception, too.
Yeah, and I go, but he's really beefed. He's worked out. He's gotten. And I was like going, oh, that's who that is? I think it was driving me crazy through the whole movie. I wanted to know who,
I love that you didn't get the twist. That was great, seeing the shock on your face. First time in my life, I think, that I've seen the.
I was like, didn't see that one coming. But I should have, because they focused on that scar on her back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like going, oh, what's the deal? You know, What's the scar?
Yeah,
we're gonna hear. Yeah. We're gonna find out what the scar is. I mean, oh man, didn't see that. I go, that was a good twist.
Yeah,
and I did like that. So overall, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't hate. I'm just joking about Anne Hathaway. I don't hate Anne Hathaway. Yeah. I just don't. People are like, oh my God, I just don't see it. I don't see. And she's not ugly, but I just don't see the. Oh my God, but she's not the best Catwoman ever. As far as looks,
again, it's not looks. I'm saying, is she the character? Did she play it? And I think she did a fantastic job.
I think she did.
I had a lot of reservations. And again, in the movies, she's not called Catwoman. She's Selina Kyle. Like, she's never called Catwoman.
I know.
But I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah, she was all right. She was good. She didn't kill the movie. I mean, I'm not saying that she didn't ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't like. She won like the Oscars where she killed.
To me,
Oscars.
I thought she stole some of the movie. Like, she stole some of the scenes she was in.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Bane, the bad guy?
I thought he was good. I thought it was.
I liked him.
I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a good character, and you know, but Batman got his confidence. He was like Rocky. It was. They stole it from Rocky III.
Well, I mean, any of those come back from.
He had. You know, he was. You know, he got beat up, and
yeah,
you know, he came back and beat Mr. T.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. Soft.
Yeah. Got soft. Gone Hollywood, Rocky. You can't win, Rock. I'll knock you tomorrow.
So how many thumbs are you giving it?
I'd give it 3.5 thumbs.
Okay.
It wasn't the Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. But it was good.
Yeah. All right.
Has her good friend in there. Nestor's in there.
Nestor Carbonell.
Small part. But he's in there.
He's the mayor. He was in the Dark Knight too.
Yeah, I know. So I had her good friend in there, so that's okay.
You lost actors in this. Yeah, Nestor Carbonell. You had Goodwin
in
there.
And the Marshall's in there also, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is in that one scene. Yep.
Right.
Yep. All right. The next movie.
We don't know the actor's name, but he's the marshal.
That I saw finally was The Hobbit. Saw that New Year's Day. The first of the three. I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
I've seen a lot of bad things about it.
Yeah. I mean, there's been lukewarm reception to it, but I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. It did add scenes to it, but if you like The Lord of the Rings, if you like The Hobbit, if you like the mythology, I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Well, following Twitter, I've seen people say, I love it, I hate it.
Mm-hmm. There's a bit of both. And I think you're going to get that either way because people love Lord of the Rings.
Well, I think it's I'm going back to The Dark Knight. A lot of the comments people said on there were it was the most movie they were anticipating most.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got let down.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I didn't anticipate. Okay, when it comes out, I'll go see it.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god, I gotta go see this movie.
Yeah,
but I have been there where you get so excited to see a movie, mm-hmm. Star Trek motion picture,
yeah,
and you wait 4 hours to see it, and it's terrible, and it ruins it forever.
Yeah,
so I get that. Where I think a lot of people, The Hobbit, yep. I can't wait for The Hobbit, yep. And they get there, and they're like, I think you build it up so much
that it can never reach.
You can never reach your expectations.
But I really enjoyed it. I went in.
Were there a lot of close-ups of them singing?
No, there was
no. Was Anne Hathaway in it?
She was not in it.
All right, so maybe it's worth a chance to see.
But yeah, it was really. I'm going to give it four thumbs.
Four thumbs up. Wow. Well, I'm going to talk about four movies, old movies.
Okay.
From 62 to 65.
Uh huh.
It's the James Bond. I was a good boy this year.
Uh huh.
And I was given the James Bond 50-year collection.
Nice. Which I'm going to steal, by the way.
I was given the James Bond 50-year
collection. What am I going to steal if I'm going to borrow some of the Blu-rays?
When I'm done watching them.
Hey, listen, if you can use my Netflix, I can use your Bond tapes.
They're not tapes.
You know what I mean.
But that was when I asked Heather, I picked up the box, I looked at Heather, I go, the James Bond collection? So I knew I got the James Bond collection. Now, people have been asking, does it hold up? Does the movies hold up?
Yes, yes.
And the technology, you have to go into these. It's James Bond.
Sure, sure.
If you're a James Bond fan of the Daniel Day Craig, you're probably...
Daniel Day Craig?
Well, not Daniel Day Craig. Whatever his name is.
Daniel Craig.
Where did I get Dave?
Daniel Day Lewis.
Yeah, oh, that's what I mean. I have a James Bond. You have a James. I have a shaken martini. You have a shaken martini. You're probably not going to like, if you're into special effects, if you go to a movie because of special effects,
sure.
You're probably not going to like these early
James. It's a little cheesy then, I guess.
It's cheesy. I like James Bond, so I like it. I'm not a big, Sean Connery was never really my favorite because Dr. No, and these are all spoilers, he has a spider on him and he freaks out. He just freaks out. Sure, it's a tarantula and it could bite him and kill him. But he freaks out, and the music they got going on, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It's a 60s movie. And if you've seen 60s movies, it's the overacting, you know.
Over the top.
Well, the acting in the 60s, it was very dramatic and it's different than today's standard style of acting.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderball is probably my least favorite of the four. I was Dr. No from Russia with Love, Goldfinger, which is an excellent song, mm-hmm. and Thunderball.
Uh-huh.
Thunderball is probably my least favorite.
Why is it? Your
it just favorite? I think it's just over. They just tried to. I think they tried to put so much special effects into it.
Uh huh.
You know, the whole underwater scenes and just kind of seemed it. Just they went over the top with the special effects and the ending was kind of stupid. The where Bond goes away with the girl was rather stupid.
Okay.
Dr. No probably has the weakest. Guy, uh-huh. medieval guy. He's got iron hands, so he's a mad scientist. That was kind of.
We say before Goldfinger was very much still just a spy kind of show. Like Goldfinger kind of brought in the
it did bring
the
in
gimmicks and
the
stuff
gimmicks like and stuff like that, where Q was doing the different the car. The I mean it's fun to watch.
So if you're ranking them for those, what would you
of the Goldfinger would be number one of the first four?
Yeah,
Goldfinger one from Russia with Love. Probably Dr. No 2,
really?
And then Russia with Love 3, and then Thunderball was 4.
Okay.
With Russia from Love, the problem I had with that was the actress, the Bond girl in that one, I don't have her name in front of me, they're in a train scene, and she's actually lipping the other actress, she's mouthing the words. That had to be what she was doing. I went back
and see where she's at in the script or something?
Yeah, like with Will Smith, if you watch the backstory of Will Smith when he was on The Fresh Prince, if you watch season 1, he's mouthing the words.
Yeah.
If you look closely at the scenes, and she was doing that.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out what else would she be doing. I'm like, I turned to your mom and said, hey, your mom wasn't really watching, but I said, look, she's mouthing the words to the the thing. And I, she's, you know, she was attractive, and that's probably why she was given the job.
Mm-hmm.
But by probably my favorite Bond girl, she could probably be the Bond girl of all time, was Ursula Andress, when she was in Dr. No. But they're fun. They're fun to watch. You just have to kind of let yourself go and say, okay, I get that the technology I have on my iPhone is better than the technology James Bond had in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like going, well, this is, because he has like the, I figure, was it the third one where Goldfinger has his beacon and a, you know, tracking device and big boom, boom. I go, big deal. I have that too, James. But you have to kind of, but it does have the classic Mustangs and the last two, Thunderball and, and, Goldfinger.
The Aston Martin.
No, it has the Mustang.
I know.
Yeah, so. But I thought I'd rather have the Mustang.
Than a DB4?
Yeah.
I take the Aston Martin every day. No,
I take the Mustang.
Mustang is worth like 15 grand. The DB4 is worth like 100 grand.
It has bullet holes all in it.
Still, it's an Aston Martin DB. I mean, they're both terrible cars to drive, but I'd rather have the one that looks gorgeous.
I take the Mustang. Mustang's a gorgeous looking car.
It's gorgeous, but it's not as good as an Aston Martin
Mustang.
DB. I mean, again, I think it's a good-looking car.
An American car.
But it doesn't beat...
I got to go with the Mustang.
I feel like I'm a bad patriot because I bash American cars.
You do.
Left and right. It's bad.
I got to get the Mustang. Mustang.
I got a German car, and now it's like everything else is rubbish.
And he's very chauvinistic. Yeah. I guess it's the era. That sure. Sean Connery's very...
Mm-hmm.
Basically, one scene, it's like he almost rapes the girl.
Uh-huh.
I mean, today's standards, it would be...
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... And there's no way I don't think they would show that scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, but back in the 60s, it was okay because that's just the way, you know, films were. I mean, just, you know, you watch Mad Men, women were treated
differently
than they are now. So, but I like it. They're fun to watch. I'm glad I got it. And, you know, I've taken a little break because I watched the first four right away. And
yeah.
I'll go. And then I have one more Sean Connery, You Only Live Twice. Because I'm looking, I go, I'm trying to think of the first one I saw in theater, I think was Live and Let Die. Was Roger Moore in 1973.
That's the first Roger Moore one. Well, guys, no, yeah. Well, no. Wait, now, so isn't it, you have Thunderball,
and then
you
goes,
have George Lazenby.
Yeah, Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Then you have the last Sean Connery.
Yeah, Diamonds Are Forever.
Then you have the first Roger Moore, but now does this set include the non-official last Sean Connery James Bond movie, which is Never Say Never Again?
I don't think it does. I don't know.
Because I don't think it's not an official canon, but it's owned by MGM. They bought.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so because there's 22. Because they say Skyfall coming soon. Because Skyfall obviously isn't in the things. I don't have it. But it's fuck. I've seen all the Bonds, but it's been a while since I've seen the earlier ones. And you kind of, but like I said, you can watch them, but you have to kind of the special effects are going to be terrible because some of the driving scenes where you can tell they're
it's like this the.
Yeah,
the projected
projectors going back and forth. You kind of go, you know, it's just like, okay, it's like Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah,
you got to kind of forget that they're they're saving money. And
and
some of the sets are pretty bad. There was a set where he's in a hotel room. I'm like going, really, that's the best you could do with the carpet on the floor? It was like overlap. It was like up. I go, he's, you know, because James Bond stays in the best hotels.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's the problem with Blu-ray to a certain extent, because the technology they used to film this stuff back then,
right?
You wouldn't have really noticed the sharp details like you would in with today's.
Right. It's kind of like when you paint the ice. People think you paint the ice; it has to be a perfectly straight line, like the blue line. It's not.
Yeah.
You just can't see the mistakes because it's got the
ice over it.
Ice over it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're like going ooh. Ah.
All right. You ready for some weird news?
I'm ready for some weird news.
All right. Here we go.
Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks.
I never get sick.
When was the last time I'd been sick?
I don't know.
Because you're sick all the time. When was the last time I'd been sick?
All right, here we go. Let's see. You ready?
I'm ready.
Unruly passenger taped to seat on Iceland.
I saw that. I just saw the picture of him.
This one is something you might have. I would never be in this situation. Ketchup confrontation over Subway sandwich.
What? Who would put ketchup on a Subway sandwich?
I don't know. And tequila swilling tree trimmer stuck 40 feet off ground.
Wow. Well, I saw the photo of the guy that was drunk, and he's got the
tape.
tape. He's tape. He's like duct tape like crazy to the seat.
Uh-huh.
And he's got
zip ties.
Zip ties on his ankles and stuff like that. And
uh-huh.
The photo of the guys are like. let's do the. I got to do the ketchup on the sandwich.
Ketchup. Okay. So, a Florida man just wanted ketchup on his Philly cheesesteak sandwich at Subway. When he didn't get it, a confrontation with the sandwich maker ensued, leading to a 911 call. Now, former Subway employee Lawrence Ordon told TV station WFTV he was working behind the counter at the sandwich restaurant in Orlando, in an Orlando Walmart, on New Year's
Day. There's a shocker.
When a man ordered a Philly cheesesteak. The customer wants ketchup on Philly cheesesteak, and I never put... we don't even have ketchup at Subway. What? There's no ketchup at Subway?
Why would they have ketchup at Subway?
I don't know. But ketchup's gross. I don't know. I just never asked for it.
Well, I love ketchup, but there's no sandwich at Subway I'd put ketchup on.
I've never put ketchup on anybody's sandwich. The restaurant chain, famed for its $5 footlongs and diet commercial
Five.
With Subway guy.
Five.
Jared Fogle. Does not offer ketchup, according to a menu on the Subway website. Only condiments like mustard, mayo, vinegar, and oil are available. When the customer, Luis Martinez, rejected the ketchup-free sandwich, another customer in line offered to buy it. It's disputed what exactly happened next. Ordon claims Martinez mouthed off to the customer. So he came around to the counter, and he told he felt threatened when Martinez said he had something for him when he walked towards his car. Martinez claims Ordon threatened to kill him in front of his wife and called 911. I was scared, Martinez told WFTV. Next thing I was thinking, a gun's going to come out. By the time the police arrived, Ordon reportedly had fled the scene. Whatever the details, Ordon said he regrets his actions that led to this dismissal. You can go buy your own ketchup, and I promise to God you can put as much as you want on it. Nobody's going to say nothing, he told WFTV.
Well, all that over ketchup.
Yeah, on a sandwich. I mean, he must have been in his breaking point there.
Well, you know, it's the holidays.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
At a Walmart Subway.
No cat
in Florida.
Couldn't you have just said, okay, I'll take the sandwich. You don't here okay, here's the deal. You're at a Walmart.
Uh-huh.
They probably have ketchup there and like 3 gallon ketchup for like 79 cents.
Yeah.
You couldn't have said, okay, I understand you don't have ketchup. I'll go buy some ketchup at this Walmart mm-hmm. and put it on my sandwich.
Yeah. Can I give a bad critique of an airport?
Sure.
So never, ever, ever, ever take a flight somehow. You have some type of connection in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's terrible.
Was it terrible?
Terrible airport. So I was, for one, I got stuck there because there was terrible storms and coming through Tampa and stuff like that. So that was when I was coming back on day after Christmas. And this airport had 3 restaurants. One was an Uno pizza shack. The other was a Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, that's really not a restaurant.
It was the afternoon. And the other was this Mediterranean cuisine thing or something.
Well, weren't you still full from all the popcorn you had watching?
No, I wasn't. And so they had that. The floor, the carpets were ripped up because I guess they're...
So you're saying it was worse than Cleveland?
Worse than Cleveland because at least Cleveland had good food.
Which one's the junky one in New York? Is it LaGuardia? Or they're actually both kind of JFK, and both are kind of.
No, I mean it depends which terminal you're on. JFK, the JetBlue terminal at JFK is fantastic.
Because there's one I went in the bathroom and the door like the whole you had like, the rows of stalls. I closed it and like they all went shook back.
Well,
and
this
forth.
The stalls there
is and the sink was gross.
It wouldn't lock. Like I had to like smash the door to get it to close, and the bathrooms were gross. And then they had this terrible music. It had like. Muzak versions of like Broadway songs. So it had like the soundtrack to Evita and it was just playing on the background. And then the worst of all is they had no internet in this airport. So I was stuck there for hours.
Well, you're dealing with senior, nothing to do. Probably a lot of senior citizens there, right?
It was gorgeous outside. Like it was 76 degrees. So it was right pretty much on the beach. So you have to kind of look at what you're not getting to enjoy.
It's like teasing you.
It is. And it's just stuck in this airport. I hated every minute of it. I will never go back to
Florida. Well, when we flew in where it was, what, Orlando?
Yeah.
Where they had that cluster where you all just bunched together. Where you
but still, at least Orlando had good food that you could eat and internet.
Yeah, I think it's key is to have something to do in the airport where
exactly.
You're stuck there.
So basically, I was just like twiddling my thumbs and And I got that Uno pizza, which is the grossest pizza.
Why don't you just have like a movie on your iPad, your computer?
Generally, I don't. I mean, I try to download one, but I didn't. That was my mistake.
I got to entertain. You know, I have to entertain myself. So
I was just. It was awful.
Wow. It's you know, when you're delayed and you're tired.
Yeah, I wanted to go home, and but again, it was just terrible. And the whole methodology behind it, because I took the earlier flight, which was a couple hours earlier than Colleen's. I left at 6:45 a.m. something like that.
Yeah, and usually that shouldn't be a problem.
And it was, because my concern was, what if it starts to snow? I want to get out of here as soon as possible.
Right.
And it was either I could go on the one Colleen went from, which was just straight LaGuardia to Raleigh. It actually got in a couple minutes later than I was supposed to come in, but I left like 5 hours earlier. But I was like, LaGuardia is always delayed. If it snows, I'll get stuck there, and I have to be at work the next
day.
That's
a dicey thing, is you always got to go with the direct flight. Mm-hmm. But if you wait till, like you said, and I think the snow hit the next day.
It did.
So it's like you're playing that, because my rules, leave in the morning, get as possible, get a direct flight, fly to somewhere where it's not going to snow, or like stay out of Chicago's.
Well, that's what my thing is, like, okay, the Southwest is, you had like Chicago Midway. I was like, nope. And then this one was like Florida. I was like, okay, it's not going to snow in Florida. I'll just go down there.
I saw that you were, because I knew you were coming through Florida, and I knew there was a bad storm.
There's tornadoes. I was like,
because we were getting warnings all day long, and we had some strong wind, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything major.
When I was delayed because of Florida, but also, I guess at the time, Raleigh, the airport, was having thunderstorms, which is why.
Yeah, we were having pretty bad thunder, but it wasn't like, oh my God, terrible.
Yeah. But anyways. Terrible airport experience. The staff was okay, but still, it was just, I don't know, it was brutal.
Was it just that section you were in? Or just
again, yeah, there could have been different terminal sections that were better, but it was like you had to take a shuttle to the different.
Because the Raleigh airport doesn't have a lot to choose from.
Raleigh's great. You have Hooters, you have...
Where is Hooters? I've never seen Hooters.
Neither have I, but it's there.
No, it says it's there, but I've never seen it.
Raleigh has Five
seriously,
Guys.
Seriously, have you seen Hooters at
no,
the
No, I haven't.
Okay. And we've been flying in and out of there for 11 years. I've never seen a Hooters.
It has Five Guys. It has a couple different restaurants, like sit-down restaurants, a couple good bars. It has like a wine restaurant there. I mean, the new terminal,
you
want to
come in here? That's okay.
Plenty of stuff. There's a nice bookstore in there, a used bookstore. Like, there's tons of stuff to do. But again, you're never delayed there. Unless you're leaving, but.
I don't think I've ever been delayed in Raleigh.
The only time I've been delayed is because we're going to New York and got delayed. The New York side got delayed. But anyway, so that's what it is.
It's a dicey thing when you fly anyway. But yeah. Usually when you fly in the afternoon or evening, that's when you get delayed.
Mm-hmm. Because everything's morning, backed up.
I try to get first flight out. I'm out.
Yeah.
Before all the traffic starts getting bunched up. Yep. But yeah, I saw that you guys got. I said, oh my God, there's a big storm going through New York. I said, but it was a day.
Yeah.
Got there, but you got screwed anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh well, that's life, I guess.
It's a dicey. It's you roll the dice.
We had a pretty big versus.
Yes.
Do you want to get into the results?
Oh, we can do it. Yes.
All right. Here we go. All right. So we did a tough versus.
Right.
Paul McCartney versus John Lennon.
Right.
And what were the results?
Tied at 45.
Tied at 45.
At one point, Paul McCartney had a big lead, but then
he did.
The Lennon push came in.
Yeah.
Now, some people were making different. I think Scott made an argument saying it's not, you know, not saying it wasn't fair, but Paul McCartney's had an extra 30 plus years to put his influence out there, but that could work against him.
Yeah.
But how many times does someone hang around? I mean, it hasn't worked. Paul McCartney still. Yeah. I would still go see Paul McCartney. If Paul McCartney came to concert here, I'd go see him in a heartbeat just because it's Paul McCartney.
Yep.
But it could work against him. Look at, you know, like shows like The Office that have hung on too long. And now I don't think it would be my top 10 sitcoms of all time. Yeah. If you 3-4 years ago, definitely would have made
it. Yeah.
Now it's like, oh my God, just go away.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I can see both arguments. Like, you know, John Lennon life was cut short.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But it was a tough one. I mean, I had to pick one just because I had to pick one, and I accidentally voted because it wasn't showing. No results were showing.
Well, do you want to announce who picked who?
Well, why weren't the results showing up until you vote?
It changed. I don't know.
I go, well, I kept saying, everyone kept saying it was so close. I go, so I clicked on one. It voted for it. I go, oh, come on. So I actually voted for Lennon, but I picked McCartney.
Yeah, and you got to pick first. So.
Yeah, so I picked Paul McCartney.
But it was funny. Colleen wanted to know so bad, but I wasn't telling her.
And she took
Paul McCartney, so she voted against me.
Yeah. Hmm.
It's like, it's so close, Jay. If you don't tell me and I vote for the wrong one, you could lose. I was like, oh, well, that's what has to happen.
Yeah. Actually, this was the one I could have cared less. In a tie was probably the best. Like people were saying, some people were saying it should end in a tie. I mean, if cupcakes and ding-dongs can end in a tie, then I think it's only fair that Paul McCartney, John Lennon in a tie.
So tie rules. What is our tie rules?
You pick again. Well, no, it's not that because because you made a big deal about that. I said I picked again. I think you have to flip a coin.
Yeah. Do you have a coin?
Cause
I don't want to pick again.
I can pick if you want.
Here, we got a nickel in
here. I like the fact we're not telling people what we did. And they're doing the. I thought it was a pretty good debate going on. It was hard. Sometimes I wanted to chime in. I went, nope, got to stay out of it. Got to stay out of it. So what I did to balance out the vote, I had my wife vote for Paul McCartney, so that balanced out the vote.
So you told your wife, but I didn't tell mine. Just
no, I just told her to. I just told her to vote.
Who's more virtuous?
No, me. I just told her to vote for who she had to vote for.
All right, I'll let you call it. It's a gentleman's game.
Heads.
Tails, damn it.
I have one if you want.
Huh?
I have one if you want.
Yeah, go. You pick again.
Okay, because I was thinking, and this one would be, you could add just multiple to the list. I mean, I was like, pick your favorite Survivor player of all time.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But pick your favorite Survivor, but we'll pick one off the air.
Yep.
And you'll pick first, but then people can add whoever they want to the list. Because there's so many. There's so many on there.
Yeah.
I just think it would be a great debate going on because we had the whole Penner debate and all that other stuff going on. I thought, well, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Because it's a tough one for me because there's a lot of them I like.
Yeah.
And there's probably some I like that people would not even pick. But
okay, that's a good one.
So
it'll be best survivor of all time.
No, favorite survivor.
Favorite survivor.
Not best.
Time. Okay.
Your favorite survivor player of all time.
And that will be on...
I remember when we're arguing, it's just for fun.
Yes. Yes. And we will pick those off air, so you don't know which ones we picked, and those will be up on...
And so we may or may not win or lose.
Precisely.
I mean,
the winner could win.
The winner could win.
The people could win.
The people could win. There you favorite go. Survivor player of all time.
It's a tough pick. The very tough pick. So that'll be over on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groupsex/JandJackGroup.
That's the wrong show.
You can join the fun there. All right. It is now time for the five questions for me.
Questions for Jay.
Here we go.
The five questions
for Jay.
The five questions
for Jay.
Nobody knows one thing for sure. Almost anything goes. The five
questions for Jay. Back when Jay cared about podcasting.
What are you talking about?
The songs. You just came up with, you know, catchy songs. And
well, that was before I was fun employed. Or that was when I was fun employed.
Unemployed?
Unemployed.
Unemployed. So you're saying you had time?
Had a lot of time.
Had a lot of time. A lot of free time on your hand. But you'd get into it. You'd lock yourself in the room.
I would, yeah. Because I had hours.
You can't come in.
For one, I didn't really. I mean, I had a job, but it wasn't like a real job. And then I didn't have a girlfriend or anything, so what else was I going to do?
Like your lost song. I got an idea for a lost song. So, okay. All right. I have to wait. Oh, God. Just get this on. But no.
I'm not blaming the wife and the job for why I don't do as much stuff
anymore. So you're blaming the wife and the job since you have not won a Best in Podcasting Award 2007.
But see, like winning awards is like the once you win one, you can always say you're an award-winning podcaster.
By the way, congratulations, Rob.
Yes. Yes. Rob Cesternino won Best in Entertainment, the award we won back in
2007.
We should make a run for it again just to see. We'll lose terribly because
I didn't even pay attention. I didn't know there was.
I forgot it was going on.
I didn't know. We didn't get nominated, so.
Big ups and congrats to Rob Cesternino. His podcast is fantastic.
Yeah.
His interviews that he does are fantastic. You can tell he's a fan. He asks great questions.
And he's a great guy too.
He is a great guy.
I'm not just saying that. I'm not just saying that.
You're not just saying
I'm
that?
Not just saying
I
that.
Feel like you're just saying that. I'm not just saying that.
You were over there like winking your eyes and yeah, right. Like I believe that. Just saying.
But
I think you're still a little bitter that you never won Best Produce.
It's fine. I'll be okay.
It used to bug you.
It used to, but I'm a grown up.
That one won Best Produce? Come on. Are you kidding me?
I'm a grown up now. It doesn't bother me anymore. But I will say
you're employed now.
I'm employed now.
So you have other issues. Getting the best produced podcast doesn't mean that much to you.
No, I've
even though you put hours upon hours, like 50 hours a week, into that podcast.
It's true. But I think that doing the podcast really prepared me for a real job because I'm, you know,
it was like a full people. It was think a we're just job. Joking sometimes. It was like, oh my god, this would this thing just go away?
Yeah.
There was times it was like you can see why we always thought when people would quit. Like people would go, why would they quit? It's a pain. It's a pain.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Well, these aren't as much work because you just show up and just be yourself. Whereas Lost, you have to go, all right, scene, clip seven.
It was a job.
It was ridiculous what you had to do. So,
but we should. I think I gotta shoot Rob a message, but we're gonna have him on the Ramblecast before
I think so,
Survivor starts up here. So he's always a fun person to talk to. The five.
I have five questions that right there. I'm not making them up.
Okay.
I made them up.
But, yeah, sure.
But they're real.
It's not like last minute where you're like, crap, I forgot to find some questions.
Well, because I always forget whose turn it is. And I go, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Dang. Oh, we picked our survivors, by the way.
Yes. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I went like four. I had to pick like four. No.
It might still change before
we
get it up there.
Let's see. Number one. Arrested Development, season one, had two actresses that played Marta. Did you know that?
Yes.
Because I was like going, wait a minute, that's not Marta.
You're talking about the maid, right?
No.
The Mexican, his girlfriend.
Job's girlfriend that also Michael liked and also Buster liked.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
Was played by two different actresses.
Okay.
Okay, the actress, the first one, Lenore Villara. I'm guessing on that. It's hard to read my writing.
Uh-huh.
Villari played Marta two episodes. She also played Marta on another TV show. What is that TV show?
No idea.
You've seen it.
I have?
Yeah. I thought you were
Modern Family.
I thought you were a big Arrested Development fan.
I'm not like obsessive and I know every detail.
Well, I guess not. That's gonna be a long five for you then.
Oh god, okay. What is it?
She played Marta on Dallas, the reboot.
Oh, I haven't. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Next one. I just thought that was interesting. I said, "Oh, where do I know this girl from?" Marta. Wait. Because the
typecast much?
Yeah. And the next role, I'm going to play Marta. But I was like going, "Wait a minute, that's not the same Marta."
Yeah.
It was like it's a whole like Bewitched thing where Darren changes and it's like it's not even close to being Darren.
Yeah.
Not gonna just like what's his name on. Jefferson's when Lamont changed, not Lamont, what was their son's name? He changes for a year, then he comes back and it's the same. I still haven't figured out, I still haven't found out why there was a different son for a year.
I don't know. It's like Roseanne, they changed.
Well, they made jokes about that. Yeah. I mean, at least they poked fun at it.
Yeah.
They're just like trying to pull the wool over eyes on them. Anyway, Jeffrey Tambor, who plays the dad on the show, is very funny.
Very funny guy.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Tons of stuff.
If you look at his page, it goes on forever.
Yeah.
On forever.
Yeah.
Very talented man.
He is.
He was in a spinoff of the popular TV show in the 70s, Three's Company.
Okay.
What was that TV show?
I don't know.
It was called The Ropers.
Who knows that?
The landlord downstairs. Did I know it?
Because you probably IMDb'd it. No, it's like, what other stuff has been?
No, okay. He actually had hair then.
Okay.
He had hair then.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen him with hair, but okay.
The Ropers, Norman Fell was, Norman Fell was the, he played the landlord.
Uh-huh. But I thought Barty Fife was the landlord.
That was after they left.
Okay.
Don Knotts?
Yeah, Don
Knotts. Barty Fife. Give the man some respect.
He's dead. He doesn't care anymore.
I think he's a serial killer too. Don't you
would. I
no,
would.
No, there's no way Don Knotts was a serial killer.
Andy Griffith, serial killer.
Andy Griffith could be one. He had that cold kind of look that kind of looked blank stare at you like a shark. Uh-huh. Looks at you with those gray eyes. But no,
like those eyes.
If Norman Fell didn't want to leave Three's Company,
because
he didn't want to leave for the spinoff because it was, but he was big. I guess. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was being his part was being written out so they could have the spinoff. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to leave because he was, why do I want to leave this show that's successful and it's the number one show? And it only, the Ropers only lasted like 26 episodes, something like that, and got canceled. So he got screwed.
Yeah.
Plus, with Three's Company, he never had to remember any lines. Mm-hmm. It was just the same episode, you know. So that you're 0 for 2 now.
I gotta close it out here.
Okay.
Five.
Jonathan Penner.
Uh-huh.
Is in an episode of Arrested Development.
Oh, crap. And
I gotta tell you this, as an actor, he makes a great contestant on Survivor. I'm kidding. He was actually fine in the episode. What is that episode?
I don't know.
What is the title? Okay, you want me to give you a hint?
Sure.
They bring their daughter to work days.
I don't remember.
Not Without My Daughter.
Okay. I'm not good with episodes.
Have you seen the show?
I have. I'm not good with episode titles. I'm sorry.
Did you know Penner was in it?
I knew he was in an episode of Arrested Development. I didn't know that.
Okay.
But I couldn't remember. I remember that episode, too. I still remember the title.
I wouldn't have got the title. I'm pretty bad with titles, too. So, Jason Bateman is a star. Mm-hmm. Big star. Been in TV for a long time. Mm-hmm. Has a sister. What's his sister's name?
Sister's on the TV show, too.
Is she? But I haven't seen her yet. Spoiler alert. Thanks. Thanks for ruining it for me.
What TV show is the sister on?
No, what's her name?
Oh.
She was on Family Ties. That was her big claim to fame. She's also on Desperate Housewives for a while.
Jesse Bateman.
Close.
What is it?
Justine Bateman.
Ah!
And you're 0 for 4. 0 for 4.
It's a tough 5. Okay, next.
Yeah, she didn't age very well.
She looks decent on Arrested Development.
Yeah, but she just...
Okay.
Anyway, what was her character on Family Ties?
I don't remember.
Mallory.
Okay.
Who liked her on?
Family Ties is on Hulu Plus.
Family Ties is pretty good. Doesn't hold up as well as it did. It's not as funny as it was when it was on. It's one of those shows where it's like you still laugh.
Uh huh.
But wasn't as. Who is the star of the show?
Michael J. Fox.
You don't get any points for that. Okay. Jason Bateman was a child actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's been acting forever.
Yep.
Yeah. He was on a show with Ricky Schroeder, now called Rick Schroeder.
Mm-hmm.
But Ricky Schroeder, who was in Champ. With John Voight.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that show that Jason Bateman was on? I actually left that show to go do his own show called Crisscross, if I remember correctly.
Was that Silver Spoons?
It was Silver Spoons.
Yeah, I got one. Wasn't a shutout.
1 for 5.
1 for 5. There we go.
I think I knew you knew Silver Spoons.
I knew because I knew Rick Schroeder. I knew that was one
but
of
I
his
think
shows.
Jason Bateman, he left the show. To go to a show, I think it was called Crisscross, or he played like a smart aleck kid,
mm-hmm.
and the guy that was in the Married with Children, the next door neighbor
uh-huh.
who's married to the girl, was on that show also. I don't know why it's coming Crisscrosses or Cross Chris or something like that.
We have IMDb, just look it up.
I don't take the time.
Okay,
just going off memory. Yeah, there is. Jay's 5. Arrested Development trivia. Who claims that? Oh, I'm the biggest Arrested Development fan. I know trivia like there's no back of my hand.
Colleen's a bigger AD fan than I am. She would probably do better than me, but
well, maybe she'll get these questions.
All right, that is it for this week's Ramblecast.
Should I wait and ask her it on Fringe?
Sure, go ahead.
I'll do that on Fringe.
Yeah, so we look forward to people out there that subscribe to our Jay and Jack TV Plus. JJack Plus feed for $2.99 a month. Feel free to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Say again, that's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your questions, comments, and or theories.
You know what's funny is we're using that for the...
Fringe?
For Downton Abbey also. Uh-huh. And I keep giving your mom looks at I don't know the number. I go, it rhymes. Just 206-309-0311.
Is anybody calling for it?
Not yet, no. Oh. We just started using it.
Oh, okay.
But she just looks at me like I'm... She goes, I never listen to your Lost podcast. I go, wow. I go, no wonder Jay never won Best Produced Podcast. His own mom wouldn't listen to it.
All right, we'll see you guys
Luckily,
next.
I was there to keep the entertainment part, so you at least get something.
Week, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.